This Israel Report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, Boker Tov, good morning. How are you?
Boker Tov, apologies for the delay this morning. It's been unfortunately a very, very bloody day in Israel yesterday. We had two major incidents with loss of life, terror incidents, fighting in Gaza. So unfortunately, today is a very, very black day in Israel following the events of yesterday.
Really, just an incredibly challenging, incredibly difficult day. Let's start off with what happened at the terror attack. 6 civilians killed in a terror attack in Jerusalem yesterday. What happened?
Well, what we understand is that it just simply happened at a bus stop, that two terrorists who obviously had been preparing themselves to carry out a terror attack approached a bus in Jerusalem and simply began firing indiscriminately at those people on the bus. And in the process, it was just sheer bloodshed. All over, panic, gunfire, in the process, so far we understand that 6 people were killed in that terror attack. Many, many others have been injured. It was real carnage in Jerusalem on the bus yesterday, and it kind of harks back to the days of the terror attacks that used to take place on buses and during that time when those terror attacks were so prevalent on buses, so many different arrangements were made in order to prevent these bus attacks. Since then, we've sort of felt the decrease in the targeting of civilian buses in Jerusalem particularly, but elsewhere in Israel. We remember that there were explosions on buses, Tel Aviv, elsewhere, years ago. So this really harks back to those days. One of the really amazing stories of this attack from yesterday, which took place at Ramot Junction in Jerusalem, is the hero of the day, who is a serving soldier in the IDF and who was the one who took out his weapon and fired towards those terrorists and killed them to prevent any further carnage. And he is somebody who is serving in the Haredi, the ultra-Orthodox Hashmonaim Brigade. And we've spoken so much about the calling up and the serving of Haredi youth in the IDF, and how much this particular fact and the fact that so many of the Haredi youth in Israel are refusing to serve in the IDF is causing real problems within our community. But here we have a great example of someone who is serving from the Haredi community in the IDF and who was the hero of the tune, and he killed those soldiers, killed those terrorists who were firing indiscriminately. And there is so much being written in the press about how influential, how important that fact is to show the importance of the Haredi youth serving in the IDF and what skills it can give in everyday usage, and how important it was yesterday at Ramot Junction when those terrorists were simply firing indiscriminately. So, of course, we would be happy to give credit to any heroes. But as I say, because it happens to be a member of the Haredi community, it's got such a different level of significance to the events of yesterday. We all hope that this doesn't mean that, you know, we're going to return back to the days of bus attacks on a regular basis. But nonetheless, of course, we are mourning the loss of life. Some of the victims were already being buried yesterday afternoon. This has been really a major event, which even managed to catch the attention of some of our less supportive members of the international community. President Macron, for example, who has not been very supportive of Israel in recent months, came out condemning the attack in Jerusalem yesterday. And so from a public relations perspective, this attack seems to have done some good for Israel in the international community, but I don't really wish for that good to come out of the international community.
Absolutely.
If this is the type of tragedy that we need to suffer.
Yeah. The other terrible part of yesterday was that four IDF soldiers were killed in an attack by Hamas terrorists in Gaza. What happened?
So the names of the four IDF soldiers have now been released. Yesterday, three of the names were released. The fourth name has been released early this morning. And what we understand is that this is an attack that took place on a tank in northern Gaza yesterday. Quite a lot has been written about exactly what happened and how it happened. And the reason that this has become quite a major point of interest is because the attack took place at dawn yesterday morning in northern Gaza. And there is a certain concept within the IDF that the hours of dawn are really dangerous and are hours when the IDF soldiers need to be on particular alert. And we understand that these four soldiers from the armored corps were indeed in their tank, and we are told that they were very much on this special alert in the hours of dawn yesterday morning. What we understand is that somehow a terrorist managed to make his way right up to the tank before throwing a grenade, an explosive device, into the tank. The tank was standing outside its shelter. The four soldiers, obviously inside the tank, and we are being told, were on the special alert that is required during the hours of dawn because of the particular danger that is perceived at that hour. Nonetheless, this terrorist managed to get so close that the explosive device was thrown into the tank. The tank exploded, caught fire, and unfortunately, in the process, four very, very young soldiers. Staff Sergeant Uri Lamed was 20, Staff Sergeant Gadi Kotel was 20, Sergeant Amir Arya Regev, 19, and the last name was Lieutenant Matan Abramovich, and all of them extremely young soldiers, all on special alert. So I think that there will need to be a particular inquiry into this incident, which has really not been characteristic of the war over the last few days, few weeks, and even few months in Gaza, but obviously shows that this danger still exists in Gaza. And there are some estimates that Hamas still is managing to possess a fighting unit of up to 30,000 people that still seem to belong to Hamas and still seem to be loyal to Hamas and fighting in Gaza against the IDF. So whereas, you know, we might have taken over 75% or even more now of the Gaza Strip, and much has been reported about recent events that are taking place in Gaza, but the danger persists and continues to exist. And just to summarize some of the other activities that have been going on in Gaza, because over the last 2, 3, 4 days, we've seen a lot of explosions of residential buildings and office buildings, particularly high-rise buildings, in the area of Gaza City as part of the new operation that's taking place within Gaza. And the international community have been asking questions about why it is that the IDF are using this approach. It seems almost like an attempt to be kind of vindictive towards the population of Gaza. But I'd just like to put it into some context. In the first instance, it's important to mention that even though some of those high-rise buildings contain many, many thousands of residents, people living there in their thousands, there is, first of all, warnings that are being issued to people to evacuate. So the loss of life has been very much limited, and there really has been almost no report of loss of life in spite of these buildings being destroyed. The second point, which is worth noting, is that the IDF are not trying to be vindictive in simply destroying high-rise buildings. The truth of the matter is that these buildings are all places where terrorists are hiding out or being used for terror activities. And of course, when you get to these high-rise buildings, some of them are booby-trapped. Many of them have been booby-trapped. They continue to be dangerous to the IDF and, of course, to Israelis in general. So this is a strategy that's now being carried out within Gaza City, and we see a lot of video footage. Why do we see video footage? Because people have been warned beforehand that the building is going to be destroyed. So it's quite easy to set up a video camera in order to predict the destruction of that building. So that's what we're seeing in Gaza City in the past few days. And of course, the loss of life for us is very, very tragic. And today, a very black day, a real day of mourning in Israel over these four soldiers. And of course, the victims of the bus shooting yesterday.
Absolutely. Anthony Reich, thank you. As always, that is where we leave it. It is about to go 8 o'clock. You can catch Anthony tomorrow morning, 7:45, for the Israel Report.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.